Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:45 in the Lehigh Valley, and the King sends us to the happy recap for July the 29th, 2017. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines. Scott Kingery sends the Pigs off with a walk-off win, dominates the 10th inning almost single-handedly, with a little help from Ricardo Pinto and Hairless Rodriguez, of course. And the Pigs go on to fly to a 2-1 lead win in 10 innings. A special night for the Iron Pigs out at Coca-Cola Park. We've got all the highlights for you right here on the post-game show of what was yet another really good pitching matchup. Both sides dueling it out. Neither team could scrape across anything more than one run over 9 innings. But you can't keep Scott Kingery down for long. In fact, nobody can keep Scott Kingery down tonight. 4 hits, extended his hit streak to 15, made an unbelievable play in the top of the 10th inning to turn the double play, and then wins it in the bottom of the 10th. No doubt about who the player of the game tonight is, Scott Kingery, as he just continues to do it all. He is one heck of a talent for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and for the Philadelphia Phillies in general. A man who will be talked about for a long time, I believe, when it comes to Phillies baseball. I think he is that special of a talent. Well, let's start this one in the top of the first inning. Zach Eflin, he went 6 innings in this one and struck out 7. And boy, was he great. Struck out Kian Wong to start it off. Got Willy Adames to fly out. And then struck out Jake Bowers swinging in the top of the first inning. In the bottom of the first, Scott Kingery got his hit streak to 15 when he led off with a single. But Yonny Chirinos, who also pitched well for Durham, got J.P. Crawford looking at strike 3, struck out Rhys Hoskins swinging, and got Brock Stassi to fly out. Top 2, Zach Eflin was right back at it. Strikeout of Johnny Field swinging. He got Patrick Leonard to pop up and Kurt Casale to strike out swinging. This is when it really started to settle in because these innings started to fly that it was going to be a pitcher's duel. Yonny Chirinos got Andrew Pullen to ground out, Matt Williams to pop up, and Logan Moore to fly out. So we move top 3 in this one. And in the top of the third inning, Taylor Featherston, former Iron Pig, struck out swinging. Mike McHenry walked before Grant Kay struck out swinging. Kian Wong then hit a single, which, because of the throw back into the infield to try and get Mike McHenry, allowed Wong to move up to second, meaning that there was runners on second and third with 2 outs. But Eflin, he would get Willy Adames to ground out to end the inning.
So now a 2-2. Runners lead. Pitch a swung and a ground ball. Back to the mound. He's able to make the play. Fields it off to his left about knee-high. Jogs 2/3 to first, then shovels over to Hoskins. And Eflin gets out of a 2-out bind here in the third inning.
Great job by Eflin with 2 runners in scoring position to work out of it. And in the top of the third inning. In the bottom of the third, Harold Martinez struck out swinging. Hairless Rodriguez popped up. Scott Kingery then hit a triple. But J.P. Crawford struck out swinging, and that ended the rally in the bottom of the third inning. So we move top 4, and Jake Bowers, leading it off, hit a solo home run.
Last night, there was no way we were going to play, as this ball is drilled out to right field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's going to be a home run for Bowers.
Now, Bowers gave the Durham Bulls a 1-0 lead, but Eflin would continue to be unscathed following that. Would get Johnny Field to ground out to Matt Williams. He would get Jake Hager, who then replaced Patrick Leonard because of a play in the field that left him a little hurt. Got Hager to ground out to to Harold Martinez. And then got Kurt Casale to fly out. That ended the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Rhys Hoskins hit a single, but Brock Stassi then flew out, and Andrew Pullen grounded into the 3 on the unassisted 6, double play, and that ended the bottom of the fourth inning. So we move top 5. Taylor Featherston single, but Mike McHenry then hit into a double play.
So a good start. Here is McHenry, who walked first time around. Pitch is swung on a ground ball to third. Could be a double play. Martinez the second gets one. Back to first, double play.
And that proved to be a huge play because the following batter, Grant Kay, hit a double. And then Kian Wong walked, but Eflin was able to get Willy Adames to line out. Or excuse me, that to ground out. He grounded out in that case following the walk. So that ended the top of the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Pigs would manufacture a run thanks to Matt Williams' bat and his legs. He would double to lead off the inning. Then Logan Moore would strike out. Matt Williams stole third. Harold Martinez then struck out looking, but because of that steal of third, Williams was able to come around and score on a wild pitch.
Man on third now, two away. Chirinos kicks and delivers, and it's inside, and it gets away from Casale. Williams down will score, and if they can't hit him in, they'll take that, a wild pitch and a run in a tie ball game.
And the Pigs got one back to tie the game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hairless Rodriguez would line out to end the bottom of the fifth. So we move top six. Now, in the top of the sixth inning, Jake Bowers would be hit by a pitch. He would steal second, and then following a Johnny Field strikeout looking, would take third on a Jake Hager flyout, but Kurt Casale would fly out to end the inning. Bottom of the sixth, Pigs would go 1-2-3. Top of the seventh inning, Taylor Featherston would lead it off with a walk. Mike McHenry struck out looking. Grant Kay then singled, but Kian Wan struck out swinging, and Willy Adames lined out, and that ended the top of the seventh. Bottom seven, the Pigs got a leadoff single from Brock Stassi, but Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. Matt Williams then lined out, and Logan Moore grounded out. Seven through the books, still 1-1. Top eight, a one-out walk from Johnny Field, but nothing else doing for the Bulls. Bottom of the eighth, a two-out single for Scott Kingery, but nothing else doing for the Pigs in that one. So we move on top nine, but in the ninth, the Bulls would go 1-2-3 as well. And at this point, Ricardo Pinto was in the game, and Pinto was masterful. McHenry striking out swinging. Grant Kay struck out looking. Pinto has been dynamite out of the bullpen this season. Once he went over from a starting pitcher to a relief pitcher, he's been basically unhittable for the Pigs, and he continued to be very solid for them tonight. So getting through the top of the ninth inning. Now, in the bottom of the ninth, the Pigs would get a leadoff walk from Rhys Hoskins, but unable to get him any further than first base. Brock Stassi struck out looking, Andrew Pullen struck out swinging, and Matt Williams lined out. So this is where the Scott Kingery show starts. Top of the 10th inning, we go into extra innings, and Kian Wong, well, he bunted the ball right back to Ricardo Pinto. Pinto bobbled it and then threw it past first baseman Rhys Hoskins. It was a double E1 on the play, and that put Kian Wong at second base with nobody out. Willy Adames then struck out, and then Jake Bowers got a base hit, but the ball was hit so hard that Kian Wong could only move up to third. Probably the biggest break the Pigs had was that right there. The fact that the ball was hit too hard and that he could not score on the play. And Ricardo Pinto, well, he took advantage of that. And so did Scott Kingery by turning a double play on Johnny Field.
It'll be a 1-2 Pinto deal. Swung on a ground ball to second. Let's see if they get two. Kingery tags the runner. Goes to first. Got him by a step on a bang-bang play.
Well, if we can have co-turning points of the game in that one, that would be the first one in the top of the 10th by Scott Kingery. And then in the bottom of the 10th, following a Logan Moore strikeout and a Harold Martinez ground out, Hairless Rodriguez doubled, and that brought Scott Kingery to the plate.
Pitch swung on, served out left. That is a base hit. They're going to send around Rodriguez. Well, the play at the plate. McHenry's up with the throw. It's online, but late. Hurla slides in backdoor. It's good to be King as Kingery's won it here in the bottom of the 10th inning. On an 0-2 pitch, on his fourth hit, the Pigs walk off and win 2-1 with two outs in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Scotty Jetpacks with the walk-off RBI hit in the bottom of the 10th inning sends the Pigs a fly-in to their 65th win of the year by a final score of 2-1. They defeat the Durham Bulls. Scott Kingery, the King, Scotty Jetpacks, by whatever name you want to go him by, he is tonight's hero for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And boy, not many better nights are you going to have out at the ballpark. Four hits. You extend your hitting streak to 15. You turn a huge double play in the top of the 10th inning and then get the walk-off hit with two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the 10th inning. That Scott Kingery can do it all. For the Iron Pigs, two runs, eight hits, two errors. The win puts them at 65-42. For the Durham Bulls, one run, six hits, no errors. The loss drops them to 65-41. The Durham Bulls were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They left 9 on base. Now, ironically enough, the one hit with runners in scoring position was the Jake Bauer single in the top of the 10th inning, which did not score Kian Wong. On the flip side, and they left 9 on base, by the way, the Iron Pigs were 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. The lone hit with a runner in scoring position was Scott Kingery's in the bottom of the 10th, which did score Herlis Rodriguez. Pigs left 6 on base. Yanni Chirinos went 6 innings. He got a no decision. 4 hits, 1 run it was earned, 7 strikeouts. Hunter Wood, an inning and 2/3, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. Diego Castillo gets the loss. He's now 1-2, 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was earned. He walked 1 and struck out 3. Zach Eflin, a fantastic pitching performance by him tonight. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Pat Venditti, well, he continued to be solid as well. 1 1/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. And Ricardo Pinto gets the win, his 5th. He's 5-3. 2 2/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Time of the game, a tick under 3 hours at 2 hours and 59 minutes. Kingery getting it in just before the 3-hour mark in front of a sold-out house at Coca-Cola Park. 10,100. They got fireworks after the game, and they got the Scott Kingery show during the game. Once again, the final score out at Coca-Cola Park tonight, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 2 and the Durham Bulls 1. The Pigs flying to a 2-1 victory thanks to a walk-off, bottom of the 10th inning, two out, two-strike single by Scott Kingery.